offices affected by the land uniformity index.
Do we have a pointer, or how are we using the pointer? Just the just the fingers? Is that how it is? Okay. Well, good afternoon. My name is Carlos Armijo. I'm from the Ginning Lab in New Mexico. I'd like to first recognize my co-authors, Derek Whitelock, Ed Hughes, and Marvis Gillum. There are a couple of reasons I'm presenting this in this group rather than the Ginning group. Number one, I'm going to be showing you a summary of many, many studies, and the Ginning people have already seen this, all of the results of these studies. And number two, there's a big effort by the good folks at Cotton Incorporated and the textile group on improving length uniformity, and so I thought this would be a more appropriate group. Can't hear me?
Yeah.
Is that better?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see if we can get this started. Okay, so here's the issue right now. We need to find ginning methods that are reducing the fiber damage in the ginning process and improve their fiber length properties. Fiber length improvements may promote more use of newer and more efficient technology such as Aerojet spinning. So my objective of this particular presentation is to document how length uniformity is affected by current ginning technologies. I'm going to look at harvesting, sea cotton cleaning, moisture effects, saw ginning, and roller ginning. I did a very large literature search, and I started out with my first draft of this presentation was about 65 slides. And I said, that's not going to work. I've already got this thing long, and I hope I finish in time. So I really had to cut it down. And so I tried to get the most recent studies, but also the most pertinent studies. Okay, this is just a slide describing fiber length uniformity and what it is. What's important more is probably the different categories. Of course, we're trying to get the best we possibly can. This is a slide that I just wanted to show you how length uniformity has changed in the last 15 years. You can see in the far west, I'm going to try a pointer here to see if this works. There it is. Okay, the far west, 15 years ago, we were at 81.7. Now we've actually dropped to 81.0. In the southwest, we've gone from 80.3 to 80.6. The Mid-South has shown the most improvement from 81.3 to 82.4, and then the Southeast, 81.1 to 81.2. So that gives you an idea of what has happened over the last 15 years. Okay, this first study was done by John Wanura. He used Texas High Plains cotton, and he included both harvesting and seed cotton cleaning treatments. On all of my slides, you're going to have to go up and down the column. That's where the significant differences are. I'll never be going across the rows. So we'll just be going up and down on the columns. You can see that harvesting, there is an obvious difference between picker and stripped harvesting. You get the higher uniformity with the picker. But it's interesting here on your seed cotton cleaning. He used one stick machine and two stick machines, and he also used different seed cotton cleaning rates in this particular study. There was no difference in uniformity in that study. This is one that I did in 2009 on part of my research on seed coat fragments. I had a picker treatment where I had the half inch spindle, and then we had some 9/16 inch spindles. There was no difference in uniformity on the picker treatment. I also had some seed cotton cleaning treatments. We did no cleaning, three cleaners, and we did six cleaners. And again, there was no difference in uniformity. This is a study done by Rick Beiler on Mid-South cottons. There is something interesting here. This included both defoliated cotton that was defoliated early and defoliated late. Now, if we first look, let me get my pointer here. Defoliated early, no heat, no lint cleaning, and then come down the row here. We add a saw type lint cleaner, then we add three saw type lint cleaners, and the uniformity goes down as we add lint cleaning. And this is going to be kind of a theme that we're going to see here from now on, as soon as when we introduce lint cleaning. I highlighted this heat with one saw type lint cleaner. That's kind of the typical ginning that a lot of people use nowadays. And the same, I can't get my pointer, here we go. You see the same trend in the defoliated late. As you go down and you add lint cleaners, your uniformity tends to drop. But what's interesting is the overall values of defoliated early versus defoliated late. And there were other studies that showed this, that if you defoliate late, you have a higher uniformity. I just wanted to include a couple of slides on moisture effects. The first study was by San Lee. He ginned some cotton at a low moisture content of 4%, and then he went up to 6%. Uniformity was lower when it was drier. There's no surprise there. And then Rick Beiler did a study. He did not have uniformity in his study, but he did have fiber length and short fiber. And I just picked aphis by weight. The same trend was found by aphis by number. And let's look first here. Fiber length before lint cleaning. On drying only, uniformity was 24.3. But when he added moisture in the seed cotton, this is before ginning, uniformity went up. After lint cleaning, the sample after lint cleaning, we saw the same trend. Fiber length did go up with moisture restoration. And let's look at, I can't get my pointer to work here. Let's look before and after lint cleaning. Here's this theme again, lint cleaning reduces uniformity. So adding moisture helps uniformity, but there's the same thing, fiber length, not uniformity, fiber length. And then a short fiber is the same trend over here. Before lint cleaning, with only drying, we had 8.7%. We add moisture, we have less short fiber. But after we lint clean, our short fiber goes up to 9.6%. Adding moisture, it dropped to 8.9%. So now let's look at the saw gin. This is where the fiber is separated from the seed. This is another study that I did where I was looking at the different type of seed roll boxes and seed roll densities on the saw gin stand. The traditional seed roll box is where the seed roll is just turned by the gin saws. More common these days, we have a conveyor tube which assists turning the seed roll, and we also have a paddle roll which was developed at the Lubbock Gin Lab which turns the seed roll. We found no difference in uniformity between different types of boxes or densities. So this is at the saw gin stand. We really didn't find a difference in uniformity. This is also confirmed. This is another study by Greg Holt with the power roll gin stand, which again does not have a seed tube or agitator, but a paddle roll turns the roll. At some studies out at commercial gins, here's the power roll gin stand compared to a conventional lint saw gin stand. I keep on losing my pointer. I may have to just start going up to the slides. There was no difference in uniformity between the power roll gin stand and the other conventional gin stands. Here is a study that Ed Hughes headed up where the gin saws were varied. The number of teeth on the gin saws varied, but we kept the gin stand motor load constant. So any change that you see in this column on gen rate, which there were some differences, were strictly due to the treatment, the number of teeth on the saw. And here's uniformity over here. On the samples before link cleaning, there was no difference at all in uniformity. But here's the theme again. After link cleaning, uniformity dropped. So here we're still at the saw gin stand, and we see essentially no differences in uniformity. So let's go to link cleaning. This was a study by Derek Whitelock. He headed up. This was across the entire belt wide. On gins that just used one link cleaner, samples taken before link cleaning, this is after ginning but before link cleaning, uniformity was 81.9. After one link cleaner, uniformity dropped to 81.1. There we're seeing that trend again. Using gins that used two link cleaners, we started off with 82.3. After one link cleaner, 81.7. After two link cleaners, 81.3. Here are two studies by Chris Delholm. This first one, link cleaning was bypassed completely. It did not go through the link cleaner at all. Uniformity was 82.2. This is kind of interesting right here because in this study, I can't get my pointer. Chris varied the number of grid bars. No grid bars, one grid bar, two grid bars, and five grid bars. What's interesting here is there was no difference on the number of grid bars, but especially on this no grid bars, all of these samples did go through the link cleaner. So it went through as a bat and went through with the feed plate. And remember the feed plate, because I'm going to be talking about feed plate here very shortly. In another study, Chris varied the link cleaner saw speed. And you can see as the saw speed goes up, the uniformity went down. I mentioned feed plate. This is a side view of a typical conventional link cleaner. There is a bat of cotton that is formed in the condenser. This is what the bat is. And the bat comes, and this is the feed plate. The feed plate is what helps set the fiber onto this link cleaner saw. You notice that this feed plate has a sharp point right here. This is where we believe all of the damage has occurred, right where the fiber is set onto that link cleaner saw at this feed plate. There have been numerous studies in the past, and this is kind of widely known. So I've included some results from the Lummus Sentinel link cleaner. This Sentinel link cleaner was based on work from the coupled link cleaner that I'll talk a little bit later about at our laboratory. The Sentinel link cleaner eliminates the condenser bat. In this previous slide, it eliminates the bat right here. It just feeds on individual tufts, but it still retains the feed plate. Here are some results. Now, there weren't any statistics involved in this. There were just some differences. This was at a particular gin. And before the Sentinel uniformity, samples taken before it went through the Sentinel link cleaner, uniformity was 83.4. After it dropped to 82.9 with a percentage point change of 0.6%. On the conventional link cleaner, the same gin, started out at 84. It went down 80.2, and it had a percentage point drop of minus 1.343%. What we were trying to say here, what Ross was trying to show here, is that the Sentinel had a lower percentage point change than the commercial link cleaner. Now we're going to go to talk a little bit about high-speed roller ginning, or roller ginning in general. In this study, Rick Beiler, in 2012, using some Mid-South cotton, he roller ginned the this is a typical sequence, 82.3. The Sajian was 80.9. Colvin Joy in 2012, Roller Gins on a test, 84.2. The Sajian, 82.8. These are typical numbers that I'm showing you here on roller ginning. I have several slides here on roller ginning. I'm getting close to time, so I'm going to hurry up. A study that we did in 2013, the same thing. There was no difference between high speed and conventional roller ginning. We've known this. But you can see the difference between roller ginning and saw ginning, 83.9, 81.7. Rick Beiler found the same thing. The interesting thing here in Rick's presentation is right here. He followed the roller gin with the saw type link cleaner, which is not typically used in roller ginning. He did see a reduction in uniformity, but not as much as the saw gin with the saw type link cleaner. Another study that I headed up shows the same thing. Roller ginning, no link cleaning. As you add link cleaners, it does tend to lower uniformity, but not by as much as the saw ginning. Here's the saw ginning. We start off with 84.2, but here with the saw gin, 82.4. And as you add link cleaners, it drops. So, stripper harvesting reduced uniformity compared to picker harvesting. Sea cotton cleaning, there's no effect from uniformity. The saw gin stand essentially didn't have an effect with uniformity. Saw type link cleaning does affect uniformity. No difference in grid bar designs. Faster saw speeds reduced uniformity. And the studies confirmed about the feed bar. Roller gin stand preserved uniformity better than the saw gin stand, and roller gin cleaning does reduce uniformity, just not to the degree of saw type link cleaning. Very quickly about future studies that we might be able to preserve the fiber better. We reevaluate the coupled link cleaner concept with current cultivars. This is something that we evaluated at our laboratory 25 years ago. The Sentinel link cleaner is based on this concept. It eliminates both the condenser bat and the feed plate. We can also do this with both saw and roller ginning. We have a roller gin at our laboratory that is coupled to a saw type link cleaner. Very quickly, this is just a side view of the coupled gin link cleaner, where it shows that there is direct transfer from the gin sand to the link cleaners. There is no bat, there is no feed plate. This is something that I talked with Ed about last week, maybe evaluating a blunt end feed plate. That feed plate is very sharp, maybe a blunt end feed plate. Evaluating sawtooth pitch angle on the saw type link cleaner. Previous research has been done on density, but not the pitch angle. And then there's resume studies on differential roller ginning. This is something where we limit the time and proximity where fibers exposed at the ginning point, and we only remove the longer fibers. I know there's a lot of slides, but I started off with about 65 slides. Any questions?
Questions? All right, thank you.